All right. Well, please tell me a little bit about this exciting and seasonal thing you guys are doing.
Well, we are going to break the world record, whether or not. I guess weather permitting, we are going to break it. We've got the foundation is up, all the plywood is up. Like I said, the chef has been cooking probably for about the last week. He's up to a little over 4,000 pieces of gingerbread. And we're going to break the record. The current record is 36,600, and that is was actually accomplished in the big mall in St. Paul, Minneapolis. So they did theirs inside. We are going outside.
36,600 what?
Cubic feet.
Okay.
And we're shooting for a little over 38,000 cubic feet.
And so where is it going to be exactly?
Ours is outside here on Traditions property. And just right out our front door is where we've got it building.
Okay, and when are you doing that exactly? When will it be complete?
We are hopeful that it will be complete by late Friday afternoon. We've got the exterior walls, the electricity done, most of the interior, the painting, gingerbread men painted on the walls, and lollipops, and a place for Santa Claus to sit. All that's being done right now with hopes that that will be finished by today. And then we're hopeful that by the end of the day, the rain is supposed to go away and we can actually get out there and start adhering the gingerbread to the house.
Okay, so you're actually gluing gingerbread to a structure that's...
Right.
Okay.
The entire exterior will be an edible gingerbread house. The recipes had to be submitted to Guinness World Records for their approval, and then they actually have a representative going to be here on Saturday, the day we break the record, and they will, you know, throw down the gauntlet. Hey, you guys are the world record holders. We're hopeful.
Are you gluing it on with icing?
We're doing a combination of just mortar and liquid nail, and then we have to fill in all the cracks and everything with real icing.
Okay, so what will this structure be used for after it's over?
Well, we have a few things in mind. Obviously the pieces of wood where the gingerbread, they're not going to be worth much. So we'll tear that down, but we may move the structure somewhere on the property and use for storage or another building, the foundation for another building somewhere else on the property.
So where are the finances coming from to do this?
Well, we were fortunate that we got some great sponsors early on. I mean, Thrive Home Healthcare, Schulte Roofings are a couple of our major sponsors that came through with some big funds right at the beginning that made a lot of this possible. But then it's just, you know, word of mouth through folks that wanted to support St. Joseph and the trauma program. And it's really been overwhelming. Both the cash donations and the in-kind donations have been great. And then we're hopeful too. We're going to leave the property open for 2 weeks. You know, where there's going to be tours Tuesday through Sunday from 6 to 10, where you can come through and get your picture taken with Santa in front of the Guinness World Record holder logo. And we're hopeful that we'll continue to raise funds during that 2 weeks. All the funds and net profits go to St. Joseph. Our vision has always been to build the world's largest gingerbread house, but our primary mission was to raise funds for St. Joseph. So hopefully this just helps put the spotlight on that hospital and how important it is to the Bryant-College Station community to have that facility here.
What is the total cost of the house itself?
You know, I don't know, since so much of it has been donated in kind. I mean, if my gut would be that the cost for the house and everything would be if somebody was to go out and spend the money on it, somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000, I guess. But you've got candy. We've had food sponsors come through: Cisco, Benny Keith. Numerous food folks that have given us flour and nutmeg and ginger and all that, because they just all want to be a part of something good.
Okay, and do you have a specific goal in mind of how much you want to raise for St. Joe's?
No idea. You know, going in, we just didn't know what we might expect, but we've always set a number of $200,000. I don't know if that's high or low.
So okay.
We just don't know what to expect in terms of traffic and and what kind of weather we'll have, and you know, how many folks are going to want to come out and see this. We're keeping the house open through December 14th. $3 for an adult, $2 for children. So it's a nominal fee to come out and see the world's largest gingerbread house and see Santa Claus and get your picture taken.
How soon would you know the total that you've raised?
Probably, you know, the middle of December.
Okay. And what's been your favorite part about the whole project?
My favorite part, I guess, of the whole project has been seeing all the folks come together from all walks of life to help. It's, you know, from our staff pulling together from, you know, when I left out of the kitchen on Sunday, we had 17 volunteers. I didn't know any of them, just working back there, rolling out gingerbread, cooking gingerbread. And it was just kind of neat to see everybody coming together to do something fun and good.
All right. And do you happen to know who designed it or have an artist rendering?
Well, Keyes and Walsh, who is the home builder here in Traditions, Keyes and Walsh is the one that actually did the design and verified the square footage and the cubic feet and of the house. If you go to our website, www.traditionsclub.com, mm-hmm. everything is on our website.
All right. And I guess one last question. How would you keep the kids from picking stuff off and eating it?
Tell them don't eat the candy. I mean, we're going to have a lot of volunteers working and controlling. It's going to be like, you know, going to the mall and waiting in line for Santa Claus. I'm sure we'll have some of that, and we'll just have to say, please don't eat the candy.